Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I will double down on what I said a couple of days ago. I don't think this is something to be concerned about. And I'm not worried about Terry McLaurin getting a deal in place with the Commanders. I also don't really have an issue with him not being there. Same guy that was mad when Marshon Lattimore wasn't at the voluntary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very different. Every situation, every player, every scenario is different. Terry McLaurin's going to show up. He's going to be in great shape. He's going to be ready to play. He's going to be a leader in the locker room when it is time to show up. But on this one, for me, it's so easy. This is what happens when you and your team are at odds on a contract.
Mm-hmm.
See Trey Hendrickson, not in Bengals camp today. See TJ Watt, not in Steelers camp today. There are other examples. James Cook actually did show up, surprisingly, for the Bills, but is doing some version of a hold-in. This is what you do. This is the one card as a player that you have to put down and use. This is your leverage. It's all you got. And he's trying to get a deal, and this is just part of that process. So am I upset? No. Am I nervous? No. When will that change? Training camp. If day one of training camp rolls around and he has not been signed, first of all, I'll already be shocked because he signed well ahead of training camp the last time we did this a couple years ago. He signed right around the 4th of July.
Yeah, early July, yeah.
Camp normally starts 3 weeks after that. But if camp day one begins and Terry McLaurin is not only not signed, but then no shows and the acrimony is building, that's when now I am officially frustrated with the team and even upset with McLaurin, and that's now when I'm nervous about where this thing is headed. But until then, and the chances of that actually happening are slim to none anyway, this is close to a nothing burger for me.
It's more than zero. It's not a 10 for me. I understand your point, and I think everything you said is logically correct. To me, it's looking at the glass that's got some water in it, and we're going, is it, you know, 7/10 empty or 3/10 full? Just a different way to look at the same thing. We're looking at the same information. Very similar conclusion. I'm not going down the panic road. That's not where I am. There's a track record here for both parties where this would certainly make sense for a deal to get done. My only point is, and there's no other way kind of around this, I'm focused on the fact that it's not yet. And until it is, just like with the RFK being at DC when the shovel's in the ground or other things I assume are going to happen or would bet on happening, I would still bet on this. I wouldn't get a great return on investment because it's very likely to happen. Until it happens, I've seen things go south. I've seen the parting of ways. I've seen him, I'm not saying McLaurin, but for example, could go, I want 35. We don't think you're worth 35. You're worth 33? He's like, well, it's not enough. And how entrenched are you going to be? How much, you know, do you end up feeling insulted or slighted during negotiations? Great intentions can turn sour when it doesn't happen in due course. So the other big part of it, though, is the calendar. This is something where I'm very aware of the world we live in. Like just now, I had a meeting in Rockville before coming here. It took me an hour. I'm going to bitch about that. I'm going to be annoyed about that, that it took me that long to come from Rockville and that the GW Parkway is one lane and every way was red and everything about it stunk. I'll be annoyed about it for a second, but I also acknowledge that's the world I live in. This is the area where I happen to live. The same way, and you've already addressed this and you said it very well, that Jalen Ramsey, Terry McLaurin, Trey Hendrickson, Jonnu Smith, whoever else is agitating for something, this is the only thing. I wish this wasn't the way it went. I don't like that. I want to practice and also get the contract done. But this is the way of the world.
It's what you got.
It's just what you got.
It's the whatever leverage you have.
Yeah.
I mean, and
it's very little.
In our world, we don't really have something.
Right.
Right? If we did, you'd probably use it.
Mm-hmm.
This is business.
Yep. You know,
football, not the fun part, but it is a business. And mm-hmm. so the agent takes over and tells you, hey, don't show up that day. Show up this day. And that's why I don't really get upset with players
right.
that are dealing with contract situations, in this case, dispute, with Terry McLaurin and the team, that handle it this way. 1 to 10, me, your ire. You know, your frustration on this. I'm not saying you're panicking or you're livid or anything like that. But we can open up the phones on this, too, because I am willing to and interested in taking the temperature of the fan base to just get an idea of your level of frustration here, either with the team that they haven't paid him, with the player that he hasn't agreed, or just with the situation altogether. You might not be upset at anybody.
Right.
McLaurin's doing the right thing. The team's doing the right thing. But man, do I wish that one of my favorite players and best players was at work. I mean, it might be that simple.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Like, my ire scale, as an example, on this, on a 1 to 10, where 10 is I am irate,
mm-hmm.
I'm debating between a 1 and a 2. And I'm really low on this. This, to me, is just, it's part of the calendar.
Yeah.
And if we didn't just go through this a couple of years ago, maybe I'd feel differently. But we literally
did
2 years ago. He didn't come to this batch of mandatory workouts and still got a deal done within a month of right now. We've kind of got the blueprint already
mm-hmm.
with a worse front office, by the way,
yep.
with a worse everything from management to coaching staff, to the person that says hello when you walk in the building. And they figured out how to do it. My guess is these guys will too.
Yeah, probably similar number. Maybe even a 2. And here's the only thing I would add to what you just said.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This one, I'm trying to formulate the right words here. All the rhetoric and all the messaging, both internal and what gets out externally, is Terry's so special. So I wish it wasn't like the rest of the league. Does that make sense? Like, this is what everyone's doing. Everyone's holding out, or everyone's doing the missing mandatory mini camp, and you just, this is when it gets done. This is how we do it. Well, what if he was so special and so beloved and so much your guy that you got it done sooner? You know what I mean? Like, what if we treated it like it's different instead of just sort of waiting around in March and May and June and sort of, well, maybe we'll meet, maybe he'll be at OTAs, and then he left. What if you treated it like it was so special?
So my answer to that, though, is I think that the quicker you do it, the more player-friendly the deal is, and that the longer you wait, the more that you'll end up meeting in the middle and get a reasonable deal done. Just historically speaking.
Sure. That's the normal course of things, yeah.
And I think that that's important here and should be a concern, should be a consideration. Terry McLaurin is going to try to get as much money as possible.
Rightfully so.
As he should. And the team is going to try to pay him as little as possible.
Again, rightfully so.
As they should. And so if you paid him right at the start of the offseason, before he went out and looked at the market and all of those things, you might have actually possibly been able to save some money. You could make the case because DK hadn't been paid and some of those things hadn't happened yet. But agents have already done the math. They've already done the calculations. They already know that Chase is asking for 40, so we're asking for 35, and then Chase ends up getting 35 with Jefferson or whatever, and so now we're getting 33. So I just think that it's the process.
Mm-hmm.
Would I like it to have been concluded already and done? Of course I would. Yeah, no, absolutely. Sure, no problem. But I've just never been more confident that a player's not going to walk out the door because it's this guy. There isn't a truer version of what they want to be. And so the way there's almost like a piece for me in the fact that if for some reason he left, one of two things is true. The first is he just decided he didn't want to be here, which I don't think is a possibility in any way. But the second is he wanted such a crazy amount that it's actually beneficial to let him walk. Like, respectfully to Terry McLaurin, like the Instagram guy who ranks all the wives of coaches and owners, he's like, respectfully.
Respectfully.
You know that guy? Respectfully to Terry McLaurin, I don't want to pay him $35 million a year. I shouldn't pay him $35 million a year. I'm happy to overpay him and give him $32 or $33 million because that's what the market's dictating, even though he's a little bit older and, you know, the comps now say that's what he should get. With a Brandon Ayuk's number and DK Metcalf's number, I'll take care of you, buddy. We're going to give you $32-33 million. But I'm not giving him a blank check. I think Commanders fans mostly just say, whatever it takes, get this thing over with. That's not how I feel. I never feel that way, really, about any player. Maybe I could do that with a quarterback like a Joe Burrow or, you know, some franchise guy that I got a chance to have for 15, 18 years, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, you know, Lamar Jackson, whoever it might
hopefully be. Daniels in a couple years.
Right. Jaden Daniels, when we get to that point, could absolutely be in that category. But mostly certainly with a receiver, I'm not doing that. And not a receiver that he had a career year, that complicates this. You know about my other philosophy.
Of course.
I hate letting guys break the bank after career years. Now, in the case of Terry McLaurin, you're my sweet prince. You do everything the right way. I'm willing to pay you as much for that as anything you do on the field, just because everything that you do when it's not 1-4 on Sunday is what I want everyone in this locker room to do. So that's worth a lot of money to me. Then I add in that right now you're probably somewhere between 10 and 12 in the NFL at wide receiver. But if you remember last year, I felt like he was like 15 to 18 going into the year because he's not a separator. He's not, you know, a route. He's not routing people up. He's a contested catch maven and, you know, he get behind people and makes plays. But we saw him have the monster year in his first year with a real quarterback.
Yes, indeed. With all the red zone targets, red zone touchdowns. Like he had more red zone touchdowns than he had any previous 2 years combined, which speaks to quarterback play and the like. I mean, his touchdown numbers are a bit out of whack. I mean, those can fluctuate. We can never forget Calvin Johnson had a year, I think, with two touchdown receptions. Like, who would be better in the red zone than that guy, one of the all-time greats? So I don't expect a 13 touchdown floor now from here on out. But the point is, he was probably overdue for a correction of the positive direction after so many years of 4 and 5. So, yeah, I mean, it's, I guess my only point is, I don't disagree with anything you're saying. And I don't think I'm offering a more panicked version or more upset version, just sort of maybe painting the other side of it. And that is to say, all of those reasons that you mentioned, why everybody's got an argument walking into this room, makes me think that argument might go on for a while. Like, everyone's got a good argument here.
And it can.
Yeah.
There's no games being played until September.
Right.
And Terry McLaurin's not a guy, by the way, that I'm worried about when if he showed up the day before the season, he goes 7 for 76 in the week one. I really believe that. There's not a new offense here. There's not a new quarterback. This is not someone you just drafted or signed or who stunk last year like Marshawn Lattimore. So I just, every situation's a little bit different for me. And when the lights come on in week one, if he's on the field, he's going to go play football and ball out. I'm not saying this is ideal. It's actually the antithesis of that.
Right.
But there are actual problems that this team has that can't be fixed between now and week one, in my opinion, without them throwing some resources at these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry McLaurin's contract is not one of them.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.